Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. By the way, if you just joined the show, we are doing Canadian singers today because today is the day that the Montreal at Expos was announced that they would be moving from Montreal and heading to Washington. So a very sad day in Montreal. They lost their baseball team in 2004, but they didn't lose all the great musical artists that they've had. So we're gonna have them throughout the show today. What's the good of the day?
Well, hopefully this brings a smile to the Montrealians. Montrealians?
Montrealites? Montrealians, yeah, sure.
I don't know. Who are listening right now. So the good of the day is McDonald's.
Oh, okay. What did McDonald's
They just know who. They just know what to do at the right times, right?
Do they? Okay. No, because whenever I want ice cream, they never have it available.
Oh, well, okay. Aside from the ice cream machine.
Yeah.
But if you're going there for a quick burger, fries, and a Coke, you know where to go. Starting October 3rd, though, for a limited time, they will be selling adult Happy Meals. And yes, there will be a toy,
a nostalgic
toy with it. So with this adult Happy Meal, I don't know what the price is, but you have your choice between either a Big Mac or 10-piece nuggets, fries, and a drink, and a new revamped nostalgia toy. So, you know, you can get the Hamburglar or Grimace or, you know, a little stuffed toy, which I think is pretty
nice.
Cool.
They haven't done that. Have the, what was the cop? Wasn't he the Big Mac? Was he the cop?
What was his name?
I don't know. I know Mayor McCheese.
Yeah.
The Hamburglar, Grimace, obviously Ronald McDonald. Then there was this cop that was the Big Mac. He was like he looked like an English Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then there was, remember Early Bird? They had a breakfast thing and they decided, what the heck? Well, might as well get a mascot for that. She was the mascot for its breakfasts. And then they had the little hamburgers that talked. Man, those commercials when I was a kid, they still just burned into my brain, did it not? So, all right, very cool.
I'm having to look it up. So.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, look up
There's
Big Mac.
French Fry Goblins.
Yeah, French Fry Goblins.
Officer Big Mac.
Officer Big Mac.
So Mayor McCheese, Officer Big Mac, Captain Crook, and the Professor.
Oh, that's right. That was for the fish sandwich.
Yeah.
They represented the fish sandwich. That's right. The Professor, I don't remember what the Professor did. Like, what was his deal? So
I don't know.
Maybe it was milkshakes. I don't know. But all right, that's very cool. That's very cool.
Also, for you, for the kids out there, they are also bringing back the Halloween buckets that we remember from like the late 90s.
Yeah, very good.
So you can get those too. That was pretty cool. Good on you, McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I usually have a little extra thing to say, but there's nothing else to say.
No.
That's good. All right, so what's the bad of the day?
I'm bringing it up again, Hurricane Ian.
Hurricane Ian.
It can't be enough said. The videos that were that we've seen over and over again. You had mentioned the shark earlier. Jim Cantore getting taken out by a tree branch.
Just absolutely. The guy is just going to
get himself
killed.
There was one. Okay. Now, it wasn't Jim Cantore. It was somebody else who thought he was in the eye of the storm. So he walked out. Like they had taken shelter behind a building. And he walked out. He's like, you know, just a few seconds ago, I wasn't able to stand out here. And, I mean, it's windy. You can see his movement, but he's able to stand up. All of a sudden, a gust of wind came, and he slid on the concrete. Like, he was still standing, slid on the concrete, and just grabbed, a stop sign pole or something like that. He goes, nope, we're not in the eye yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not in the eye, no. That wind was unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. Again, Jim Cantore, please, I love you,
everyone has seen the video of the tree branch almost taking him out. I thought for sure he was gone. I thought it was going to be that scene. I can't. What movie was it? Was it? The Day After Tomorrow.
Day After Tomorrow.
When the tornadoes are in L.A.
Oh yeah.
And the one guy's reporting, and then all of a sudden a billboard comes, and no more reporter.
You know what the thing
That's
is.
That's what I was waiting for.
I mean, I've covered sports for a living, dude. I don't get into the weather. I've never been in a weather thing like that. But what do they do when they're over? Where do they go?
Yeah.
For safety. Like, I was watching Weather Channel yesterday. This woman was doing reports from a driveway. And I don't know if it's her house. I don't think so. Like, I don't know what. But I'm like, does she have a place to go? Like, when they're done wrapping up, where does she go? She had a notebook in her hand, a reporter's notebook that was soaking wet.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Now, speaking on that, there was another video that kind of went viral, and it was the Weather Channel actually kind of had a little fun with it, saying that they were practicing safe weather reporting.
Oh, yeah, I saw this, yeah.
She put a condom over the microphone.
Yeah.
Now, people were kind of, I don't know if they were poking fun at it or like, what are we doing? It's actually a brilliant thing.
It's brilliant. That stuff is expensive. You get that waterlogged?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people?
You know, and it would
muffle her voice.
Why would
you criticize that?
I mean, I thought, I saw that. I'm like,
would
that
you want
is
to put
actually
it in a, trash
a
bag?
Smart thing. Yeah.
She puts it over the microphone so she could still use the microphone, but water isn't going to get into the microphone.
Yeah.
Is that going to be
drenched? And I will admit, it does look weird.
Of course it does.
It looked weird, but I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
It's brilliant.
So
absolutely smart.
I mean, you know, it's not so much bad except for the equipment at all costs. Yeah, except for the comments. And the Weather Channel did say, it's like, yeah, we've kind of ciphered through the comments. You know, a lot of nasty ones.
Yeah,
they pointed out. I'm like, of course there is.
What are you gonna do? So again, God bless these guys. To me personally, here's the thing. I know that these reporters are going out there trying to give you the best coverage they can. But my God, if one of them is struck by lightning, or like Jim Cantore was like,
yeah,
there's a lot of lightning here, a lot of lightning here. One just hit not far from us. If another one comes, we're leaving. How about now? Would that work? Or do you just want to wait until it does hit you?
I was outside once, and I knew a storm was coming in, right? But there was no rain where I was, and I was just going outside. I was like, you know, let me just put this thing away because this, you know, it was like it's this trash can that we have in the backyard that always falls over. And, I was like, I wanted to put something on it. Lightning struck, and I mean, I saw the streak. It was one of those where I saw the flash before I heard the sound. It was simultaneous. Like as I was seeing the light flash, the sound was happening. It took me half a second to turn back inside and go, nah, screw that trash can. I don't care.
Yeah, no, of course not.
If that trash can blows away, fine.
Yeah.
If I have trash all over the backyard, fine. I don't care.
I'm sounding like an old mother. Like everybody be safe.
No, but I mean, come on.
I don't want them to.
You know, like
one person
had pointed out, it's 2022. Why are we still doing this?
Why are we still doing it? Is exactly right.
Why do we still need? We all saw
Susan in the middle of the storm or Jim in the middle of the storm. Why do we need that?
Yeah, we saw that camera in Fort Myers that where you saw the storm surge. It was like situated in front of a hotel, and then slowly over time, it got buried by water.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a stationary camera, and they said the camera was 6 feet high. Then eventually, it was just covered in water. That looked fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to see everything about it. I didn't need to see
rooftop
a person
cameras,
out there.
I don't need to see somebody and a camera guy and an audio person or whatever team you have in the center of the storm. I don't desire this.
Or it was the camera guy who was wiping the lens of the camera with a wet napkin that couldn't possibly be doing anything anymore because that thing was drenched.
Exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I hesitated on this. I really, really did. But there was a commercial spot for Subway. That was immediately, as soon as it went up on Twitter and TikTok, it was almost immediately brought down. But everything is always there. And it features one of our favorite people, Russell Wilson.
He's one of our favorite people?
Well, one of our favorite people to talk about, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
And I had to shorten it too because there's long pauses while he's chewing his food, which is disgusting. But I'm going to play it for you, and it's one of the most cringiest things you'll probably hear, okay?
All right.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous? Jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time... never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways, my danger witch, It's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
Is he talking to... He's talking to the camera?
He's talking to the camera. He's talking to you and I.
Okay, so he's not talking now, to some guy just standing there going, who's talking to me?
Now, I shortened this down to 38 seconds. Okay, the actual commercial spot or the video is about 50 seconds long.
Okay.
Because there's long pauses where he's listening to you. Apparently, we're supposed to be talking to him, telling him our secrets.
You said it was taken down. Who took it down?
I don't know.
Why was it taken down?
It just disappeared. I'm thinking Subway took it down or Russell Wilson took it down. I'm not sure what the reasoning behind why it was taken down.
It's cringy, but it doesn't sound offensive.
No, it's not offensive at all.
It's not controversial.
Nope. It's just bizarre because he's sitting there holding a sandwich, which is not really a sandwich. It looks more like a wrap. And for 50 seconds, he's having a conversation with you where you're, I guess, having a conversation back with him. That's where that thing's like, ooh, that does sound dangerous.
Okay.
Because he waited like 10 seconds for you to, while he's eating and chewing his food. Mm. And he's like, ooh, yeah, well, I've done something like that.
I'm struggling seeing where this was like, where somebody got, we scrubbed this of everything. Take it down. Get rid of it. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if it's Subway. Like, I'm wondering if it's more Russell
crazy,
Wilson.
Really crazy ads in the past.
I'm just wondering if it's more Russell Wilson going, oh, guys, you know, I can't have another one of these videos out there because he's had so many, especially recently.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm more curious about what people thought. Why people again are just like breaking down over this, like where this has to be an action. Like, just have fun with it and be like, it was a silly ad. I did it.
I will give Russell Wilson credit. He gave a great one-liner against Eli Manning yesterday.
I'm trying to see where, I kind of get it, but here's the thing. I'm trying to see where this is the thing that breaks down Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the thing where we go, I thought Russell Wilson was X. I saw this Subway ad. Now I don't think he's mentally capable of doing anything else. Like I don't see where this is a damaging, it's a silly ad written by somebody else. I think people get that. Like, they said, here's a script, read it. Like you can improvise, but we want you to talk to the camera like you're talking to a person, and this is the ad. Like, it's not like he produced it or he wrote it. So I don't understand what entity went, this has to be removed from public consciousness. Like, this has to be taken down.
No, I agree.
It's embarrassing. But if you asked every athlete who's been in the business for a while and they go, have you ever done an ad that you're embarrassed of? They probably go, probably 10. I've done 30 that I probably wish. Like, I've done live reads for things where I went, oh, that was silly. That was, you know, whatever. It's just part of the business. So, I mean, is Russell Wilson image conscious? Of course he is. He practiced high fives like while he was running out of the tunnel. He was practicing giving high fives out. It was when he was running onto the practice field in Denver. Yeah. So maybe that's the case. Maybe he's like, I want to be, you know, like I want to be Russ, or I want to be, you call me R. Like that, where he's just changing his image. Maybe that's the case. I don't know.
He likes being called. He wants.
But again, Eli Manning had a joke about him, and he thought it was funny, and he said, "I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers."
Yeah,
I thought that was a good line.
I thought it was great.
Why wouldn't we have fun with this?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking it's more of his camp saying, you know, "Okay, guys, you know, this one's a little weird," because it is. I'm not gonna say it's borderline unsettling.
Did it
when
ever?
You watch
did it air?
It was all over Twitter and TikTok.
When was it taken down?
Yesterday, the day before that?
So it was released.
I don't know when it was made, but when it came out.
Because I want to know, like, did Subway make this and air this on TV?
No. This was strictly social media, as far as I've seen.
And he did it. See, I'd like to know if he did it recently, then it's okay. But if this is, like, 5 years old that resurfaced, just roll with it and go, yeah, so what?
Yeah, I think it's just because the internet was, I mean, I'm reading all these.
Can we dispel a notion here real quick? I mean this in all seriousness. When athletes make things like this that are embarrassing, we pretend as if they're hanging out with a group of people at the local sports bar getting ripped apart for it. If Russell Wilson walked into a bar or a place, the last thing people would say is this ad. They would rush for his autograph. They would rush for a selfie. They would mentally break down with his presence. Like, when athletes worry about stuff like this, they don't hang out with the general public. They stay away mostly from the general public. They don't go out and about running errands. They don't, like, there's nobody constantly at them saying, "My buddy and I laughed hysterically at your stupid Subway ad." They don't see that or feel that. They're not going to, like, CVS picking up a prescription and the pharmacist is like, "It's a little dangerous, huh?" Like, they're not doing, like, you would see Russell Wilson, you'd grab your phone, you'd ask for a selfie, you'd ask him to sign everything in sight. So when you say his people, I'm wondering what the reason would be why his people would do that, knowing there is absolutely no, there's nothing, there's no downfall to it. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, he's not feeling it. If I do something embarrassing, my buddies would make fun of me, right? Like, they would be funny. But he doesn't go in, he's not in that circle, right? Like, he's just like, I play quarterback in the NFL and everybody likes me. So, I don't know. It feels weird that, like, Subway or stuff, like, and his, people would turn it down. I would leave it up and have fun with it. I would laugh at it and I'd make jokes about it and I'd have a good time.
That's, I think, I taking do. It down only adds to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, it's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.